The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Riddles, where we're going, we don't need riddles. This is Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adol Refai.
I'm Aaron Keefe.
Wait,
weird.
We don't need riddles.
Yes.
Where we're going, Patreon, we don't need riddles. Proves that.
We don't.
Because we're going in a new direction.
Need riddles?
Yes.
Then I can be free.
JPC, it's...
Then JPC can...
It's not you, it's your puzzles.
Live.
I have a question, Adol. I know that we did a Patreon based on this once, but... Yeah. When you thought about doing a podcast with me and
Phrase
JPC,
you
thought about Phrase the Roof. Were there any other ideas when you were thinking, I'm going to create a podcast?
I don't think so. I mean, I've talked about this before, but JPC and I, 2 years ago, walking home from a world news show, talked about doing a morning zoo crew one. So that was the only other idea. But then, yeah, I think when we had dinner right across from the Webster Theater, the three of us, I can't remember. That place has been like 40 different places. It's called like 312 Diner or something.
That place is burned down 100 years.
What? Oh, that's right. We ate on ashes.
I will say that place, I don't remember the food there at all.
Yeah. It's already a new place.
Yeah.
But that's our first meeting. That's the first great meeting of minds. And I remember when I told you guys the concepts, I feel like you were not very enthused, Aaron.
No, I was. I was lying.
Okay.
I was so excited to do a podcast with the two of you, but I was
first dates,
lying.
First meetings, lie through your teeth. That's you gotta do it.
It's the NSYNC rule.
What are some lies you tell on a first date, JPC?
You famously bite your nails and lie.
Some lies that I tell on a first date. Here's a big lie I tell on a first
my
date.
My dick works.
I'm single.
My dick works for you. Don't vote for another 4 years of old bad dick.
Old Charlie Bad Dick.
Charlie Bad Dick's only got his dick's interest.
This ad is sponsored by Charlie Bad Dick.
This ad is sponsored by the new horror movie, Bad Dick Book.
I feel like I'm more likely to laugh at something that is not funny on a first date.
Okay, I'm going to... All right, sorry to call a scene so fast. JPC, you and I... pretend I'm not me.
Okay.
We're on a first date.
Gotcha.
And
easy.
I want you to show... just laugh at my bad joke.
Okay.
I'll give you some water. Oh, you're Aaron Keefe and you're JPC. Very nice. I'll leave you some waters and I'll be right back.
All right, bye, Adol.
When you guys leave the tip, just remember, I'm not doing so hot.
Yeah, we know.
I got fired from all my podcasts.
Yeah, we know.
Okay.
Well,
good to see you. How's everything going?
Thanks so much for stopping by.
All right, yeah. I'll see myself
out.
That waiter should have waited somewhere else to...
That's our friend. Aaron, there's appropriate, that's our friend, and he's on hard times.
Yeah, it must be on hard times because his bread is hard as a rock.
What are you doing? What are you doing? That's our friend. Yeah. He got fired from the podcast.
Yeah, speaking of fire, these candles are fake on this table. Just
I'm going to go. You're bad vibes. You're bumming me out.
We're finally on a date, though. People have been shipping us, have they? For years.
Look, let's just cut out the middleman, okay? I'm going to...
You already did.
We used to call him the middleman.
Yeah.
Look, you know, we don't have to do this, okay? Why don't I just, I'll tweet out that we've had a great time together. I know that you only care about the fucking followers. So you'll get what you want and I'll get what I want.
Yep. I want some good service around here, am I right?
Are we on a podcast? Is that why you're trying to make jokes? Are you fucking filming this? Are you recording this for a podcast?
I thought he would laugh at my jokes. And yes, we're going to go to an ad.
but not an at all. You're out.
Hi, my name is Charlie Bad Dick. You might have heard a lot of rumors about me, but just know that even though my dick doesn't work, I will work for you.
No, that's exactly what I said you wouldn't do.
How did you get on set for my commercial?
Zane. Well, that was one of the worst dates I've ever been on, but not the worst.
Mm-hmm.
50 worst dates.
I told you I went on a date with a guy once, and all he talked about was hot sauce. Different kinds of hot sauce he likes.
Honestly, that sounds amazing.
No, so boring. He's so boring.
What's a first date? What's a topic you want to? What do you want to talk about?
Me?
What if you?
What if Erin had just gone on the show Hot Ones and she didn't know it?
Well, it's Hot Ones.
She was being interviewed and they were eating hot sauce.
What a bad date. What do you want to talk about on your dates?
Probably something fun.
I think 50-50 me, 50 them. Right? I want to hear about their life and hear about my life.
I want to hear about them. I want to hear about what makes them laugh. I want to hear about their favorite movies and TV shows. And
yeah, I'm definitely like, I want to pick their brain for pop culture to see if our interests align.
Yeah.
Because if they're like, I don't own a TV, I'm like, we're going to have a big problem. Failure to launch. Matthew McConaughey.
We're going to have a big TV.
We're going to have to go buy you a TV. For sure. For sure. And you'll spend
my treat.
Oh, God.
No, my treat.
From the Midwest, of course. My treat. I'll always buy a woman a TV on a date. I don't know that I care about like pop culture stuff too much. I don't think I'd do like favorite TV, favorite book.
I'm not basing a relationship on pop culture, but it's just the idea of...
Oh, no, that's what it fucking sounded like, bitch.
That's why I'm dating a mirror.
Amir Bloomfield?
I used to, if only, had a huge crush on him when I was like 19. So what was I going to say about this? Oh, on a first date, my... go-to question, I just remember this, is I used to be like, who's your best friend?
Ooh.
And they'd be like, she's all hot and keeps so hot. Can't believe how lucky I am to be on this date.
Nice. I like to say, what's one thing you're excited about?
My classic first date question, and usually it's a restaurant, I say, see the waiter? How many hits do you think it would take before I could kill him?
One, two, three. Here's my.
If I had to kill him,
here's
with
what
punching.
I ask.
How many punches?
On a first date, I say, finish this sentence for me. My grandma.
Florida.
You have to do it, and then Aaron does. My grandma and your grandma sitting by a fire. Finish the sentence.
Oh, okay. Can you give it to me one more time?
My grandma and your grandma sitting by a fire.
Making out to the heart's desire.
I would date you. Aaron, my grandma and your grandma sitting by a fire.
Talking about hey now, up a da ba da da.
Can you somehow make it about hey riddle?
Riddles and Pinot Nay.
Riddles and Pinot Nay?
Yeah.
Is that what
That's
you call Pinot Noir?
T-shirt. Riddles and Pinot Nay. Aaron should just design all of our t-shirts with Aaron quotes.
Yeah. I have 2 bottles of wine. I got red and I got Pinot Nay.
do you guys, I'm not drunk yet. Do you want to open a bottle of Pinot Nay? it's a bottle of Pinot Noir that I peed into.
Sir, have you made a selection? Yeah, I'll just do a glass of the Pinot Nay.
And can you tell my grandmas to stop making up?
Okay, riddles.
Aaron is old grandma by the fire puzzles.
And I am
Fire
ready.
Me up some puzzle cookies, grandma.
Here are some warm-up riddles from Christy Kelly. Oh, she says Dr. Christy Kelly. This is a doctor. And what?
The doctor was the Kelly.
And she goes, okay to use my full name and compliment me profusely. Congratulations on being a doctor.
Yeah, but of what, right? I mean, like, you can get a doctorate just by going to fucking school for a long time.
Well, I'm looking at the email. It says, compliment me profanely.
Mm-hmm. You're fucking great.
Fucking doctor.
Woo!
King shit.
Big shit doctor.
Big king shit fucking doctor.
Christy, we think you're great. Hey, guys. I've got another homebrewed batch for you. Oh, Christy sent riddles before.
Another
from my mind, so
batch.
Hopefully original. These are, okay, this is a very specific format for okay. riddles.
These
a little
are
bit different. Oh, my God. These are fictional names. Each name has 2 parts, the first and last name. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Fictional names, first 2 parts. Got it.
Hint. Each clue has 3 parts. The first name, the last name, and the total name in that order.
Hold on. The first name, the last, each?
Each clue has 3 parts.
Each clue. Okay,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's each clue. So the first name, the last name, and the total name.
That's what I, when I introduce myself, I say, I'm Adel Rafai. That's my first name, my last name, My total name.
I say.
And then I eat some cornflakes.
You can call me John Patrick Cohen. Total name.
Total name.
Do you call it your total name? Or is this person a doctor of being a fucking idiot? You know what I'm saying? Total name. Total fucking fail.
Where do you go? Where do you go to get your doctorate in being an idiot?
I'd go fuck myself. You.
Are we ready for the first one?
Sure.
Name one. A man who is generous, but A man who is generous but unaccountable for his crimes.
A man who is generous but unaccountable for his crimes. So.
We're looking for two words here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this like known words or are these like celebrities?
This is not a real person. I don't think so. Okay. But it sounds like a first and last name, but it's also a saying.
So a generous person who's not accountable for their crimes.
Mm-hmm.
Is someone who, you're not accountable for your crimes, you're insane, right? Or no, that's not.
I'm insane and these are my puppets.
Adida Menzel? The wickedly talented Nazelle.
I did a scene with Aaron last night where we were all playing Bostonians, and I said, the wife and I went and saw a fucking awesome Broadway show. It was fucking wicked. I thought that was pretty fun.
Yeah,
it was.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And
the crowd was like 1, 2, 3. Ha 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 ha
ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha. Is insane the last name?
No.
Is the first part philanthropist?
No.
But it sounds like a name, like George or Ben, right? Like a...
Yeah, it's a first name.
Okay.
The first name is a real name.
I feel like I needed to hear like an example.
I wish.
Can we make this first one an example? Is there enough to burn one?
No, we can't. But
yeah, there's enough to burn one. Why not?
No.
Is the first name a word for being generous?
Yeah, is it synonyms? Is this
giving?
Like
is it like
the
giving
game?
No, it's more about thinking a man who's generous, but unaccountable for his crime. So it's like, what's another way of saying getting away with a crime? You're getting away.
Oh, his name is
murder.
Scott Free?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why does
his full name?
Why does he have to be generous?
Free, I see. Mm-hmm. Giving suffer free.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Scott Free. So it's going to be a phrase, a well-known phrase that ticks off both boxes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool, right?
It's not like a portmanteau.
Would Scott Free be a good answer for that?
That is the answer.
It's one of the answers.
It's the answer.
Well, no. That's what I came up with. What did she come up with?
Scott Free.
Okay. It seems easy for her to say after I already fucking said it. So I guess I'm smarter than a doctor once again.
Here's where I must interject and just apologize to the audience. JBC has been neck deep in a bowl of kibble. We don't know what's happened to him. He showed up. He's wearing a potato sack.
First of all, this is not me being neck deep in a bowl of kibble. I'm wearing a dog collar full of kibble. Okay? There's a difference.
Kibbles and bits.
Kibbles and bits.
All right. Next one.
I was biting my kibbles, so they put me in this collar.
You know, we can't have you chewing your stitches. We can't have you chewing your stitches.
Well, I always say,
friend.
I always say, snitches get stitches, and my butt's stitching.
What is happening?
I don't know, Aaron.
Let's take that again.
Okay, I always say, snitches get stitches, and my butt's been snitching.
All right, take three.
Okay. Every kiss begins with K. And this is dialogue from Men in Black 2?
Yep. All right, we're moving on. Next name. A boy who gets in a lot of small fights and always gets what he wants through deception.
Tiffception.
Tiff Fortat.
Tiff.
You got one.
Tiff.
That's maybe not the first name.
Oh. What was the second part of the riddle?
And always gets what he wants through deception.
Manipulative.
You're getting closer.
Manipulative. Tiff.
Who's someone who always gets what they want through deception?
Liar.
The Joker. He wanted Batman to catch him. Classically. Who's someone who always gets what they want through deception? JPC.
That's true. Did you hear about Eleanor's husband? He turned out to be a...
Liar.
Rabbit.
A rabbit.
He was one of those...
Turned out to be a sociopath. Sociotiff.
This
is not spelled, so it's going to phonetically sound like what this phrase is, as I'm trying to get you to say, with tiffs at the end.
With tiff.
With tiv or tiff?
Tiff.
It's phonetically going to end with tiff.
Tiffs.
I love the hint. Did you hear about Helen's husband? Turns out he was a blank. That gives us nothing. That's like saying, oh, guys, you're so close. Hold on. You guys are so close. Let me give you a hint. He opened the box and it was a, come on, it's right there. He paid money and bought a, fuck you guys, come on.
A noun that someone would say is.
The lips, the tip of the tiff.
Cuck.
No. So,
cuck tiff.
Did you hear about Helen's husband? She turned out to be.
A vampire.
Or he turned out a lot out to be that like Leonardo DiCaprio's character in Catch Me If You Can. He was a.
Millionaire.
Yeah, what a shame he turned out to be a millionaire.
He was snubbed for an Oscar.
Yeah.
Tiff.
He was a con man.
Con tiff.
Plaintiff.
So I think this is as close as you're going to get
it. No. Con tiff.
Connor tiff. Connor.
Yeah.
Conair.
Yeah, you got
Conair
it. You got it.
What is it?
Connor tiffs. Con artist. Connor tiffs.
Oh, so now they're getting tricky.
Mm-hmm.
We just get the hang of it and then they fuck us.
Wow. Doctor, fuck us.
Doctor, fuck us. Can you help us? Okay.
Sex with me is like Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm going down on the ship.
Adel, I'm going to see that's the perfect segue because that's going to be the opening to your new talk show. You have a call-in talk show. It's a sex advice talk show, and your name is Doctor, fuck us.
Hey, welcome back to Dr. Fuck Us. We're going to take some calls. Of course, when you call in, you're going to tell me that sex with you is like blank. I'm going to help you out, and we're going to do some fun sex jokes together. We've got our first caller on the board. Welcome to Dr. Fuck Us.
Hi, my name is Jane. I'm from
Jane
Toledo, Ohio.
Okay. And sex with you is like what?
Sex with me is
Here, let me give you an example.
Like a big
did you hear that Helen found out that her husband was a blank? Fill in the blank and we'll make that a joke.
A virgin.
Sex with me is like a virgin. Fuck, that doesn't work. Sex with me is like a virgin?
I have it's a refrigerator.
Here we go. Sex with me is like a refrigerator. Cold. Sex with me is like a refrigerator.
All right, we have another call.
Hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
Andy, hold on.
Okay.
I got to get this one. Let me nail this down. You said refrigerator?
Mm-mm.
Sex with me is like a refrigerator. Sex with me is like a refrigerator. If it falls on you, you're fucked.
Sex with me is like a refrigerator. You better go catch it.
That's pretty good. You Branson, you lose some.
You Branson, you lose some.
Branson.
Branson.
For virgin.
Sex with me is like Missouri.
For virgin.
Your Branson.
Sex with me is like a refrigerator. You'll be leaning over it in the middle of the night when you're hungry.
Sex with me is like a refrigerator. I'm gonna ice that box.
Mine was super gross.
We have another
caller. Sex with me is like my ex-wife, Frigid.
We have to move to another caller.
Her name was Bridget. Sorry. Next caller. You're on the line with Dr. Fuggers.
Hey, this is Jeff from Toledo.
Hey, Jeff from Toledo.
Say sex with me is like a refrigerator.
Okay. Sex with me is like a refrigerator. One of the most expensive appliances you'll ever buy.
Sex with me is like a refrigerator.
Are you still on the line?
I'm still on the line. Sex with me is like a refrigerator. It's cold on one side, but really cold on the other side.
Sex with me is like a refrigerator. Stuffed with leftovers.
Sex with me is like a refrigerator. I have a little drawer that keeps vegetables crisp.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
See? That was my favorite way to play sex with me. It would just be do like specific.
I did that all the time.
Yeah, specific
all
details about what
and like
the thing is.
Three people would laugh and everybody else would be like, "What's the joke?" But I would be like,
"Wait, what would you do?"
So if it was like sex with me is like a banana, it's appealing. Instead of that, I would come out and be like, "Sex with me is like a banana because I'm Argentina's number four import, and I cost way less than you would think due to a mass overuse of migrant worker." You know, yeah. I would just launch into whatever bullshit, and everyone would be like, "What?" And then the next person would go, "Okay, sex with me is like a banana because I got a curved dick." It's like I wasn't going for that.
But. Yeah.
Or you do it like halfway, like, sex with me is like an alarm clock. If you slap me, I beep three times, and then I snooze for 8 minutes. It's like, well.
Sex with me
true?
Is like a clock, alarming. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not. Don't slap me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Aaron, totally. Don't slap
Aaron,
me.
Aaron, don't slap me.
Were we in the, no, we were just doing scenes.
We just saw.
Here's another one. These are supposed to be warm-up riddles, but I love that we're really just taking an easy breezy time.
We're
through
taking
this.
These to fucking task.
A repairman.
Doctor, two first names. Fucking Catherine Kelly or some shit.
A repairman who uses
Kelly Rowland
adhesive to fix everything and listens to his favorite song while working. He writes this on his toolbox.
A repairman
who uses adhesive to fix everything and listens to his favorite songs while working. He writes this on his toolbox.
And toolbox is where he keeps all his tool CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Top 40 glue 40.
Glue.
Not glue.
Casey Musgraves.
What's different? Adhesive.
Is it Casey Musgraves?
It's Casey Musgraves.
That fits.
It definitely fits. That was definitely an option. Fits.
Definitely Casey Musgraves.
Who's at bat and digs in the cemetery? Casey Musgraves.
What's a different kind of adhesive?
Glue, Velcro.
Gorilla glue.
What else?
Gorilla glue, paste.
What else?
Adhesive.
What's
nail
something
staples,
that sticks things together?
Staples.
Or?
God, it's not my parents' marriage.
No.
That fell apart.
Things that stick things together. Post-its.
Post potatoes.
Is it a liquid? Or like a, is it viscous?
It's not a liquid.
Glue stick.
It's...
Twine. Magnet. Twine. Magneto.
No.
Is it light glue?
Yeah, it works similarly.
Would I find it in a classroom?
Yeah.
Rubber cement.
A lot of it.
Kid cum.
Is it kid cum?
18-year-old kid cum.
Kid cum.
What do we think?
Why?
I would find this adhesive in a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not paste or glue.
And oh,
it's something,
no.
It's not
that
something that's
me.
Viscous. It's not.
Fucked.
It's not.
Let me work on the other half of
Wait,
this.
Wait, that's wild that you don't know this. It's like the most common adhesive.
Stapler.
Tape.
Ah!
Tape?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I never think of tape as an adhesive.
Yeah, because it's.
It is.
It is. Yeah.
But I'm thinking of like, tape doesn't usually. I guess it can.
Tape things together.
I don't
together.
Think of tape as yeah. binding two things.
Wow. That's
but
fucked.
It does. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. So tape, and what was the second part of
that
thing?
That's the last name.
What was the first part? Sorry.
So the first part, let me read it again.
Okay.
A repairman who uses adhesive to fix everything and listens to his favorite songs while working.
Tape. He writes. Tape player.
It's on his tape? Toolbox. Casey, it's something tape.
Casey at tape.
Are we right with like cassette tape? Is that part of it?
It's not cassette. What's a different word you can put before tape?
Audio tape? Videotape?
It's something we used to make for our crushes.
Mixtape.
Mm.
Max tape.
Max tape?
Mix.
Oh, M-I-C-K-S.
Mixtape. Mix tape.
Oh, okay. He writes on
his
toolbox.
Mixtape.
Mixtape.
Tape.
Which is?
I made a huge mixtape.
Perfect. Do you want a bonus one? There's
yes.
one bonus
yes.
one.
Yes. Feed me, doctor.
A male math teacher that is so into fracking, he treats his sums like crude oil.
Whoa, what?
You're not allowed to frack the students.
Dyke?
A male math
Dick
teacher
Van Dyke?
That is so into fracking, he treats his sums like crude oil.
Crack denominator.
He treats his sons like crude oil?
Sums. Sorry, I'm a mumbler.
He treats his sums like crude oil?
A male math teacher that is so into fracking, he treats his sums like crude oil.
So fracking would be like a dyke or like a derrick? Or like a, what are, oh boy.
Whoa.
What do they use for fracking? I guess it wouldn't be a dike.
Fracking is getting natural gas, though, not crude oil, right?
I don't know. Pipe? What's that big pipe? Pipeway? Sarah Palin, Alaska?
Yeah. Sarah Pipeway. Is it Sarah Pipeway, Aaron?
Is it Sarah Pipeway?
It's Sarah Pipeway.
Sarah
no, but
Pipeway,
it is a
final
real,
answer.
This is actually a real person.
It's not,
a real person.
It's not Derek.
Dick Van Dyke?
Is it
no.
Drill?
No.
Does not the Derek first Peter. Name have to do with drilling? Or something like that?
Drill Baby Drill?
No.
We had a baby, it's a drill.
It's more like...
What about math teacher? Is this
the opposite of subtracting?
Adding. Add on. Addison.
Addle?
Addle. Mm-hmm. Oh, Addle Refract?
Addle Refine.
Refine Addle Oil.
Refine.
Addle Refinery.
Woohoo!
Soup's on.
I thought you were doing the B-52's tin roof. Rusted.
I like when people work our names into this because... Then it shows that they
our
listen.
Name in the middle of this
show. That's awesome. Thank you. And it was Catherine Kelly?
No.
Dr.
It
Candy
is
Kelly.
Dr. Christy Kelly.
Dr. Christy
Kelly. And
Yamaguchi.
We think you're great and tall
Kelly, you're fucking
and
awesome.
Funny.
Kelly.
Christy Kelly.
Dr. Kelly. I think you're great. I think you're tall. I think you're awesome. I take back everything bad I said about you. You're a great doctor. I will recommend you to all of my patients.
You make the best penne pasta, and I just want to say that your fruit punch has changed my life.
Okay. And now we have another email with more riddles.
The plot thickens. I'm sorry, that's my pancake batter.
Yeah.
But it's thickening up really nicely.
Ooh, the cough thickens. Oh, sorry. No, that's my penis.
I can't believe I have
it's getting smaller.
Get it out of my pancake batter. Wait a second.
It feels so good.
Wait a second.
American Pancake. A new movie? A reboot?
A prequel. Because it's batter. It's a prequel because it's batter.
Ooh, what if we call it Batter Up?
Adel, it's just you and I. We're in a fucking submarine. The world is melting away.
Fuck a stack of pancakes.
We're just writing this movie.
Hashtag fuck a stack of pancakes.
Stifler's back, baby. Call Sean William Scott on the phone and get him working.
It's called Working Stiflers.
They're having a lot of fun.
No, we're not.
This is
work.
All right, you're right.
This is a disease. It's called bad jokes.
Well, I have
the
an
AMA
email.
Recognizes toxic masculinity. It's a crippling phobia.
I have an email from Claudia.
Claudia.
Hankin. She has. We have permission to use Claudia's full name. Hankin. Claudia Hankin. Cool. Claudia, hello. Thank you for your email.
Hankering for some riddles.
This is what Claudia has to say. Hello, Aaron.
Fuck me. I'm not mentioned.
I think you're the berries.
Listening.
You're super hilarious and off the charts charming. I'm sorry. I don't need to be reading this part, I guess.
She thinks you're the berries?
Love the three of you. Gushy, gushy, gushy.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, on to Only Connect. If you're new to the podcast,
I am.
Sorry, of course, famously, JPC died. We had to get Ray PC, who's his cousin.
Honestly, a lot better. But you're great. I love you, Ray PC.
Hey, thanks. I'm just glad to be here. I've got fucked up teeth. That's my differentiating factor. Ray PC.
And you're really Usher?
Uh-huh.
At the movie theater?
Boop, 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 boop. Here's your seat.
Popcorn.
As we all know,
Does the movie start at 5 o'clock? Yeah.
It doesn't. It's 7:15.
Ben, well, go ahead.
I'm historically the surrogate for the audience on this podcast, so I get Men in Black style.
You're pregnant?
Yeah, you're their way in. Yeah, Mr. Accessible over here. Mr. Everyman. Man of the people.
I've always said, if you meet me, do not make eye contact. With the king. Did I ever tell you about the time where I was in senior year of math class in high school? It was Algebra 2. I had failed the honors version of Algebra 2 the year before. And I was talking in class and doing my jokes, and the teacher called me up and she said, hey, John, since you're talking in class, maybe you'd like to come up to the board and do the problem that we're working on. So I walked up to the board and I did the problem exactly right. And I turned back to my teacher and I said, you know, if you want to take a shot at the king, you best not miss. And the class erupted, and I was like, uh-oh. Shouldn't have done that. But she did not handle the power shift well.
I've become Omar from The Wire. You have told that story before, but it might have been Patreon.
Wait,
well,
and then
now
you
it's for free.
And then you fell in love after that? What happened?
You fell in love with
what
the teacher?
What could possibly happen after a moment like that?
I was actually unable to love.
That's right.
From that day on.
How much trouble were you in?
No trouble. She did not handle it well. She let me win that fight because she was so embarrassed. But it was pretty funny because she tried to embarrass me, but he could take a shot at the king, but not
say what you will about JPC, but he's quick. Mm-hmm. His comedy comes fast.
Mm-hmm.
If your comedy was a restaurant, it would be fast food.
It'd be Jimmy John's.
Yeah. Because I'm big game hunting.
Because the smells are free, and you won't give us comedy unless we live it within 5 minutes of you.
If my comedy were a restaurant, it would be Jimmy John's, because publicly, my politics is very different from my private politics.
You're back in the line with Dr. Buckets. Tell me, what is your sex like?
Hi, doctor. My name is Clay. I am from Toledo, Ohio. Okay. Sex with me is like a refrigerator.
We purposely asked people for a fast food restaurant. And your fast food restaurant was a refrigerator?
I just love refrigeration.
That's where you get food fast.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing faster than getting food out of your own fridge.
The refrigerator. Sex with me is like a refrigerator. Refrigerator Perry.
Nope.
Famously paid for the bear. Big man.
He's dead.
He died. Oh.
Yep.
Well, let's play a little song for Refrigerator Perry. This is I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight.
I just died in your arms tonight.
Oh, sorry, that's some sort of weird remix.
That was Usher's version.
See.
Boop, 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 boop.
What
were we doing?
We're doing an email from
yes,
an
but
email
also,
you cherry
Adel,
picked.
If you if your comedy was a restaurant, what would it be?
It would be Applebee's, because
he's staring off.
Shutting
space.
Down fast because of health concerns.
Because we close it too.
Service is slow, but ooh, the skillet brownie.
All right.
Aaron, if your comedy was a restaurant, what would it be?
I'm trying to think. A Chili's too, because I'm only really useful in an airport, and I make you sad.
I think Aaron, your comedy is like a Cracker Barrel. Better than you think?
Question mark? You can get a rocking chair too.
That's and a cinnamon broom.
Can you guys start calling me Cinnamon Broom? I sort
cinnamon
of look like
broom.
One.
Oh my god!
Wiry hair.
Cinnamon broom.
Great in the fall.
Witches ride you.
Witches ride me.
Oh, cinnamon broom.
That should be a tattoo you get on your back, like witches ride me.
Witches ride me. Old cinnamon broom. Okay.
Witches ride me.
Who is this? Claudia. Thank you, Claudia. Only Connect is a British game show that's the gentlest show on TV. I'm obsessed with it. All the episodes are on YouTube. I can't recommend it enough. It's very good for your brain. I love it.
You know what, Aaron? Fuck, this sucks. But I think the job that you just did in describing Only Connect was trash. So we got to have people just go watch it. Why don't we take a break? We'll go far fucking away. We'll get as far from you as possible. We'll take a break. You go on YouTube. You watch an episode of Only Connect. Then you come back to the puzzle. You have franchise. You know? Everybody good with that? You good with that, Spider-Man?
I guess I'm my comedy's more like a Perkins obsolete.
Oh god. My comedy is like the Mexican restaurant two blocks from my house. It will give you diarrhea and you're gonna love it. What are the there's a Mexican restaurant two blocks from my house that does give me diarrhea every time I eat there. And
I
love it. And Mariah was like, where do you want to go to dinner one time? And I was like, oh, let's go to this place. And she was like, that place that always gives you diarrhea. And I said, maybe I'm not describing the type of diarrhea. And that is something that she says to me often now.
Maybe I'm not describing.
What a hot that. Couple.
So if you've got hot a hot couple. Oh, we do have to take a break. We're going to take a break.
Oh,
we're
is
gonna,
this all still on the air?
Jesus Christ. We're going to hear from a couple of our sponsors, which were some people that lived next to me when I was growing up. Shout out to the sponsors.
These are special tonsils.
We'll be right back. Right after the investment.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it. You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people
I can
actually
see
that. Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself. If you know,
of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go, and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay? If I start
whenever
with,
you're
okay.
ready.
Henson Shaving, you better shave your hair. How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, it's in shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's... are razor blades?
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year, and now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to. She's
be
in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle. To pick the razor for you and use code RIDDLE and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code RIDDLE.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this, trying to get Aaron out of this... ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel, and I think it's time for us to just take a little nap, and what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses.
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed, I didn't think I'd be able to sleep, but because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
And we don't know... We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, and I got matched with a Midnight Luxe mattress, which is one of the best nights sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Erin's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Erin sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Aaron got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's
because... They certainly will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books.
All right. So we're going to just get into these instead of me explaining.
I love that.
Oh, we should say, and we're back.
And we're back.
She said, all right.
All right, and we're back.
Aaron, can we hear, because you've been doing it all day, and for some reason you haven't been doing it on this episode, can we hear your Jim Carrey impression?
Somebody.
So based on all right, you didn't want to play with that
I'm
one?
The Grinch.
Okay. So as we all know, the way to get into all Jim Carrey accents is 3 seconds of silence, and then...
liar, liar!
And then say one of his roles. I'm the cable guy.
Hey, Adel, I'd like to hear your Jim Carrey.
No smoking.
Okay.
JPC, I would like to hear your Mariah Carey.
I will survive.
Okay.
Great.
JBC, I'd like to hear your Jim Carrey.
Okay. Passion of the Christ?
Yeah. He was Judas with a mask.
Caviezel, Carrey. Passion of the Jims.
Oh, yeah. And that's right. It was Judas, Jesus, and then Jim Carrey played Cuban Pete.
And he just, well.
Somebody crucify me.
How did that really got away from us.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, as you know, Only Connect questions are sort of like a bunch of mini puzzles that add up to one big puzzle.
It's been like a ton of episodes since we've done this, right?
Yeah, it's been like maybe 40 episodes.
Okay, okay.
And we should say this might have been cut for air, but earlier we were talking about Mickey Puzzles, and of course his wife's name is Minnie Puzzles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Having fun.
Aaron just jumped off the roof.
Oh, boing, boing. It's soft on the bottom. You can jump. Okay.
Like Flubber.
Sex with me is like Flubber.
Robin Williams puts it in your shoes. No. No, damn it.
Sex with me is like Flubber. You're surprised that it's neon green, but you get used to it.
Sex with me is like Flubber. You haven't thought about it since the late 90s. Still good.
Sex with me is like Flubber. Ladies.
All right. So puzzle one. So you have to answer each one right. I'm not going to confirm or deny if each little question right until the end. Okay. Dustin Hoffman and Tom Cruise in certain movie. In a certain movie. Sorry, let me do that again.
Okay.
Dustin Hoffman and Tom Cruise in a certain movie.
Got it.
Okay.
Locked in.
Another word for a condom. Last name of the actor who played Giles on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Ugh. Singular immune deficiency disease. What is the connection between those four answers?
Anthony Heed played... Giles. I don't know if it's head or heed, but it's H-E-A-D.
Mm-hmm.
So head, rubber?
Mm-hmm.
Rubber brothers? Were they brothers in that movie?
What's the name of the... It's Rain Man. Rain, rubber, head, heed.
You had one... You were one of those is wrong. You had it right, and then you...
So Rain Man?
Mm-mm.
No.
Brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is brothers. I thought it was asking for the movie title.
No, they were saying...
Relationship. Brothers, rubbers. Brother, rubber.
Brothers, rubbers, head.
Brothers, rubbers, head.
So if you can find the connection between...
Brothers and rubbers?
And the last one was immunodeficiency? What was
singular
it?
Singular immune...
SIDS?
No, that's...
Singular. Deficiency disease.
Singular?
I don't really get that
Is
one.
Rubber right?
Yeah, that's
and
one
brothers,
of them.
Is head right?
Mm-hmm.
Brothers Rubber Head.
So what's a way to connect that?
So brothers, these are things that you put on your dick. Head.
Things that, oh God.
Brothers. Grim, things that are grim.
Like sometimes the connection is they have like the same amount of letters. Okay. Sometimes the connection is
brother,
another
brother,
word.
Rubber.
To add to that.
Yeah.
Brothers.
There's
rubber.
A word that... that
is it all like the vowel always. Sound is not how it's supposed to be? Like it's not ruber or bruthers?
No, it's a word that you put before or after all of those.
Oh.
Smothered.
That's your major
rubber
hint.
Boots, rubber baby buggy bumpers, head baby buggy bumpers, head bangers, rubber bangers, brother bangers,
head case, brother's case,
brother, rubber,
brother fucker,
rubber brother, ducky, brother ducky,
brother fucker,
brother fucker.
What just happened?
I'm brother fucker.
All my sisters-in-law are brother fuckers.
They're brother fuckers. That's what I call them.
What's up,
Merry
my brother
Christmas,
fucker?
Old brother fuckers.
God damn it!
Gotta get these brother fucking snakes
off this
brother fucking
plane.
Rubber.
What's the answer to the fourth one? Will that help us? Because
that's going to make it too obvious. I fear.
Oh,
so head. Okay.
What is that one? It's
lice.
Rubber lice. Head. Singular immune deficiency disease. That one has a question mark.
Sid.
No.
I don't know what the answer to that one is.
I don't know.
Singular immune.
Oh, I see. I see what they did. I see what they did.
Okay.
I didn't understand. This is
so
a really...
Head?
You might not ever get this. It's taking a letter off of a disease because it's singular. It's making a disease singular.
Well, that's not funny because I have answer. No, I'm saying I have the answer.
So what is it?
I'm in the answer ward.
Immune deficiency disease and then take a letter off of it that will make it singular.
Oh, aid?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And it's a word
teachers,
that...
Teachers, brother, teachers...
Smothers, brothers...
Aid, farmer's
hearing,
aid.
Hearing
aid.
Brothers...
Farmer, brothers...
Rubber... Fuck me on my best friend's boat. What is the answer?
Hey, you're back with Dr. Fuck me on my brother's boat.
And two of the words, the two middle clues, the word that connects to it is after.
Is after. So rubber,
and then
blank,
the last, and then the last no. one,
rubber,
the last clue,
made?
The word
band?
Is before.
Rubber band, brother, band mm-hmm. of brothers,
yep.
Rubber band.
It's band.
Band-aid was the, yes.
Oh, God.
Aren't
damn
these
it.
Fun?
That is fun.
We're
once,
having fun.
Here's what I'll say. Most, just like most riddles, it's fun when you get it.
Yeah. I also,
sex with me is like riddles. It's fun when you get it.
It's fun. He can get it. I also think I haven't done these in so long that my brain is not tuned to them, and it never was. And I'm one of the dumbest people I know. I have eaten bark on multiple occasions.
And by bark, you mean dog.
I took bark right out of a dog's mouth. I've eaten bark out of a dog's mouth.
I've eaten woof out of a dog's mouth. What are we doing?
Huh? Who knows?
Cool, that was fun.
Okay,
before
fun.
We move on, I do want to see a scene.
Oh,
I want you two
odd.
To make a your best guess at what a scene from Band of Brothers sounds like.
Okay.
Oh, we're really bogged down in this war.
Damn it, Sarge.
Damn.
War is hell. This is world.
This is world war.
War one. We call
this
it.
This is the world war we won.
This
so
is the one.
We're still fighting, but
we're gonna
win. We've won.
We're
so
gonna
if you
win,
see
Sarge.
Someone, say something. If you see something, say something. Don't shoot because we've won.
We're in this, I want to call this a foxhole.
This is a foxhole.
Or is this a trench?
Oh, boy. Mm. What is the difference between...
If a
foxhole.
If a foxhole's in a trench, anybody
trench?
Hear it?
Yeah.
War's hell.
War is hell.
Where's David Schwimmer? Is she? He should be.
He was an asshole earlier.
He was an asshole?
He was a bit of an asshole. I think Tom Hardy's around here somewhere.
Tom?
For a little bit. Tom?
Thomas?
No? Thomas?
Is he British?
I'm Jimmy Fallon, and I'm here for
no
a second.
No,
way.
That doesn't make sense.
Not
that doesn't track.
In no chance in hell.
Oh, there's a French.
Oh, that was just a thing of mustard.
Oh, fool. I thought that was a French branch. A French.
And Zane.
I think I watched Band of Brothers.
I did. It's very good.
Sounds like you did.
Yeah, it's very good.
I think I maybe watched it a decade ago, and like anything that happened to me a decade ago, I do not remember it.
I'm a huge fan of this next one. Are we weddy?
Yes.
We weddy.
Okay. Titular character in a zombie movie.
Titular character in a zombie movie. Okay.
Titular character in a zombie movie. I got it.
Mr. Webster, who met the devil.
Mr. Webster.
Oh, boy, dictionary. I don't know that.
Half of a battle droid catchphrase.
Wabba wabba. Wabba wabba.
How rude.
Half
was
of
Michelle
a...
Tanner a droid? Oh, my. How rude.
Another word for puncture.
puncture the four. Stab.
I think I got two.
Titular character in a zombie movie. Mr. Webster, who got the devil.
Dictionary. Is Sean the first one?
Yeah.
Sean, dictionary.
I was going to say Dawn.
Mr. Webster, who met the devil?
Wait, not dictionary, though, right?
Devil went down to Webster. He was looking for a thesaurus of steel.
What's that clue?
He was in a pickle.
Boy, let me tell you what.
What's
another word for buying?
Half of a battle droid catchphrase.
So battle droid is going to be, it's either going to be beep boop, so boop, or what? C-3PO.
The battle droids from episode one, right?
Battle droids say...
Is that a battle droid?
Anybody want a peanut?
Is that Star Wars?
Roger, Roger.
Roger, Roger.
Roger, Roger.
That's right.
Roger, Sean. Roger, Sean. These are all members of the Who?
These are all...
Another word for puncture.
These are puncture, all... stab, sting.
Sting. These are all Aaron's ex-boyfriend's names. Or current boyfriend.
No, but these are...
Roger, Sean.
They're names.
They're men's names.
And they all have something in common.
Is Daniel Webster?
Men.
Is it Daniel Webster?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Daniel Webster, Roger, Sean.
Roger, Daniel, Roger, Sean, Daniel, and, Pierce.
Yep.
Pierce Brosnan.
They're all Bonds.
They all played Bond.
Yeah! Sean Connery,
Roger Moore, Pierce Brosnan.
Daniel Webster.
C-3PO.
Roger, Roger.
Oh dear. The name is Bond. C-3PO Bond.
So I want to see a scene. Mm-hmm. And there's been some kind of mix-up confusion with the paperwork.
There's been what? I'm sorry. We're just a scene prompt. Oh, my God.
And
if the paperwork was fucked up,
no,
I would be...
JBC, we're still divorced. Relax.
Still divorced. We're still having fun.
And we're still divorced.
Still divorced is filmed in front of a second friend. Because it's a good pop.
In front of a Pinot Noir.
You two have... both been told that you are the new James Bond and you're in a scene in the new James Bond movie and you both think you're James Bond.
Got it.
Well, nice to see you. I can't believe that we're meeting face to face. Of course, my name is Bond, James Bond.
It's a pleasure to see you. My name, of course, is Bond. James Bond.
Oh, you must be some sort of mimic. That's your villainy power, is to mimic someone. You're the mirror? Is that what they call you, the mirror?
No, I'm a American businessman on travel. Let's dispense the formalities. I'm James Bond.
To be fair, my name is Bond, James Bond.
Well, my name is Bond, James Bond.
Let's agree to be a Bond of brothers.
And action.
Punch, punch, kick, 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 punch, shoot, 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 punch the bullets, punch the bullets,
punch the bullets,
kick, kick balls, kick balls.
Now order your signature drinks.
I'll have a daiquiri, pina daiquiri.
And I'll have a pinot noir.
I like my sex like I like my martinis.
Bond.
Dry.
Shaken, not stirred. All right. These are also good. Let's just power through some,
I like
okay?
my sex like I like my bond. More.
I like my sex like I like my bond. Denture.
I like my sex like I like my bond. Only done by men. I'm
for
just
now,
kidding.
For
the love of God, women and people of color. Okay, ready. Puzzle three. Puzzy three, sorry. Major Tom's career.
Astronaut.
Mm-hmm.
What Bon Jovi fancies himself in a certain song?
Huge fucking dick.
No.
What he fancies himself in a song?
His own life.
Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a cowboy.
Janeway, Sparrow, and Cook all have the same career. It is?
Jane Wayne Sparrow?
Wait. Janeway, Sparrow, and Cook all have the same career. It is?
Jane Wayne Sparrow?
No, it's Janeway.
Janeway, Sparrow,
Who the fuck
and
is Janeway?
Cook?
I don't know.
Janeway, Sparrow, and Cook.
All have the same career. It is?
Pirates, Jack Sparrow?
Astronaut, mm-hmm. Cowboy.
Oh, Wayne Brady, Improvisers.
Is it Pirate?
No, more specific.
Janeway.
More specific than Pirate?
Yeah, like what kind?
Corsair?
No, it's like
is
a...
Is Janeway the female...
Privateer?
Amway?
It's a pirate that's in charge.
Captain.
Oh, Captain. So astronaut, these are all YMCA. You know, you got the astronaut...
Nope.
Astronaut, the assless astronaut chaps.
The next and final
Village
clue
people.
Is Ginger Grant, Prospero, the Swiss Family Robinson. Each person in this group was a...
Castaway.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hanks films.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ooh, nice one.
Tom Hanks films.
Fun, right?
He was in Castaway. He was in Cowboy. He was in Captain. Oh, I did say I'm the captain now. That's the,
I'm the captain
from
now.
His movie. Yeah,
yeah. From his
captain
movie.
Ready?
Sex with Me is like Tom Hanks, big.
Nice! That really worked.
Sex with me is like Tom Hanks, Philadelphia. Wait, nope, stop.
Sex with me is like Tom Hanks. I'm going to befriend your tits, bosom buddies.
Sex with me is like Tom Hanks, America's treasure. Sex with me is like Tom Hanks. Colin Hanks will be there.
Sex with me is like Tom.
Sex with me is like Steffi Graf. Stabbing pain.
Sex with me is like Tom Hanks. I'm gonna bust my cast.
Away. All right. Ready?
No. 10 more jokes.
Puzzy 4. MTV's head blank ball.
Bangers.
A small matter. Nothing to worry about.
Nothing. Try.
These are all types of potato.
Nothing.
Similar.
A trifle. A small matter, nothing to worry about.
Trifold. Triforce.
Yeah.
Link.
Is it trifle?
Trifle. Trifle. Oh,
monster move in a song.
Mash.
Mash.
These are all types of potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Mashed potatoes.
Dark colored amorphous D&D monster.
What's that?
Dark colored amorphous D&D monster.
Gelatinous cube.
Mimic. Nope.
Dark colored amorphous D&D monster.
Mm-hmm.
Blob.
Amorphous, dark Lose. Color.
So what are all the words you have so far?
We have...
Trite.
Mash.
No, yeah. Trifle.
Mm-hmm.
Trifle.
Trifle.
Mash. And...
what was the first one?
Bangers.
Bangers?
Bangers and mash. These are all English...
Potatoes?
English breakfasts.
English foods. British yeah. foods.
What was the last one?
Black pudding.
Black...
Black pudding in that Got little it. Boy's eyes.
What did you gentlemen want for breakfast?
Brexit. I want Hansel. Brexit for
Yes, I'm British, and what would you like for breakfast?
I do want to see a scene. Uh-huh. We're going to see, this is a British diner. JPC, you've just come in off Abbey Road.
Yikes.
I assume that's a main throughfare. And Aaron, you're going to be a waitress offering up the British specials. And JP, you're going to be an American tourist.
Okay.
Right, yeah, what are you be having?
I'm so sorry, I would, one for breakfast?
What you want? One for breakfast. All right, take a seat. We have some specials today.
Let me see my phrase book. I don't know.
We have some. We got Mary Poppins. It's a special. Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins
is a bunch of eggs in a bag.
I don't know.
That comes.
Oh, Rory.
For a while. What?
Just want to let you know what. 86 out of bubbles and squeak.
Oh, thank God you speak English.
Oh, Rory.
Yes.
I'm the cook.
Oh, thank you. You're the cook.
My name is James Cook, Captain Cook, if you will.
I'm the captain now. I'm having trouble understanding the waiter, server, so if you could just translate for me.
Right. What is she saying?
I would love to know what's for breakfast. She was telling me what's for breakfast.
Have you seen Paddington?
Right, yeah, have you seen Paddington?
Paddington 2.
Paddington 2.
Have you seen Paddington 2?
Little overall.
Little
raincoat.
Ketchup the Bear.
I call him Ketchup the Bear.
Yeah.
That's how I know.
Yeah.
But yes, I have.
What's the question?
It turns out Paddington's real. We found him, we killed him, and we cooked him in a stew.
What did she say? I can't.
We eat Paddington here.
I can't understand a word.
Let me translate.
Paddington.
Sure.
We eat Paddington.
Oh, you eat Paddington.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But okay, yeah, I'll have that.
You know how you might eat Pad Thai? We have Paddington Thai.
Oh, you're kind of the funny guy at work, huh?
Oh, no, everybody hates me.
See?
Believe,
bro. Believe, bro. Two more? One more, two more?
Is that Attack the Block?
Yeah.
One fish, two fish, Attack red
the,
fish, two
the
more.
The first time I saw Attack the Block, one, that's a fucking amazing movie that everyone should watch at least once. And two, that's where I got most of my English slang was, or not even slang, but just like, believe, bruv, trust.
I love calling people bruv.
Yeah.
That's
also,
fun.
Is it Human Traffic? Human Traffic or Go? One of those has a bunch of great British slangs in it.
God, I don't remember Go. Or Human Traffic. I don't think I've seen that.
Both very good. Aaron, we are ready.
I gotta see movies, Aaron.
Ready or not, here we go.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Rigid bracelets, usually clunky.
Bangles. These are all 80s girl bands.
Hold on! Shut up, hold on. You would have won Only Connect, but hold on.
Bananarama.
You drink Kool-Aid out of these at picnics.
Blondie. Keep going.
Marvel
Hitler's
comic.
Dog.
Cubs.
And TV show where... A group of teens discover that their parents are supervillains.
Wait, what?
Runaways.
That's a TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Runaways.
Kind treatment, pampering for short.
What's that?
Kind treatment, pampering for short.
Spotty.
Kind treatment, Blondie. Kind treatment, pampering for short.
So the Runaways, the Bangles. What was the second one?
You drink Kool-Aid out of these at picnics. There are certain kind of cups. They're called
Solo.
No. They're real little.
Sippy cups.
The real little cups.
Dixie.
Yeah.
Dixie cups.
Final answer, girl groups. The last one was TLC.
Girl, don't run away.
Marianne and Wanda were the best of friends. Over their high school days. No, you did the guitar part.
They killed Paddington the bear, my friend, and then they served him in a promenade. Paddington the bear got shaved of his hair, got served in a 10-piece suit. Well, he was no longer there. He was no longer a bear. Put ketchup on his tail to snoot.
Okay.
Paddington had to die.
I want to see a scene. We are all ghostwriters for, I guess, girl rock bands of that era. So we are ghostwriting their songs for them.
Well, hold on.
Ooh.
Those are wildly different eras. Dixie Chicks and the Bengals did not.
Yeah, let's
are not
make sure
contemporaries.
These women don't get credit for their work.
There was a it was a crossover.
Yeah, let's be a bunch of dudes writing all these
girls. Three white men who are making good music.
Hey, you're right. The concept of ghostwriting in pop music does not exist. They all write their own songs. That's for sure.
When you watch TV shows,
all those actors, they're giving their own lines as well.
What's it going to get? You know the song's like, how long till my soul gets it right?
Aaron, you are making
any
up a song
human
on the spot.
Being ever reach that kind of life? I call on the resting soul of Galileo.
Is this a pop song?
Yeah.
You made that up.
I'm not making a joke. You know that I take everything so seriously.
People
who do a Spotify playlist.
Oh, what's the song? Fuck. JPC might know this. What's the song where it's like, sitting under a tree, apple fall on my head, just discover gravity. I'm Newton's baby. He's really holding me down. What's that song? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I know that song.
Yeah.
What is the song like? Mm-hmm. It's like, dun, 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 I'm on an island and it's covered in finches. This island's covered in finches, all different finches. I love these finches. My island's covered,
in finches. Yeah, what is that
what
song?
What is that song?
Fuck.
What is that song?
What is that song? It's like, I invented the light bulb. I made it up with my head. I discovered electricity.
Leave light bulb in my head.
Watson, can you hear me? Come in, Watson. Watson, can you hear me? Ahoy, hoy, hoy.
What I think that song's called Sir Isaac
Galapagos.
Newton.
Galileo by the Indigo Girls.
Indigo Girls.
I've never heard that song. I've never. I want to listen to it because I love what you did.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of it.
How long do my soul get to ride?
Aaron.
Any human being.
Aaron.
What? Yeah, baby GPC.
Can I have one more Only Connect style riddle?
Okay, but then you have to go right to bed.
I won't.
Aaron.
But I'll close my eyes and I'll try real hard.
I know I'm just the neighbor's son who's staying over, but can I have one more Connect riddle?
Okay, fine.
Can I also
right
have a Star Crunch and a Star Crunch?
Right to bed. I'm tucking you both in.
I'll right to bed.
I don't know.
Dear bed.
I don't know that boy. I don't know that boy.
Aaron.
He's cold to the touch.
All my favorite
things. Oh, I died years ago. I died in a sleepover accident.
A sleepover accident?
Yeah.
Truth or dare gone wrong. The truth broke your heart. Okay.
Truth kills.
One of James Dean's three films.
Ooh, okay. Giant is my first guess.
Like a bee.
Is it Giant?
Yeah. This is my favorite clue of the whole thing.
He's only
like a bee,
films.
But mm-hmm. evil.
Like a bee, but evil. A beevil. A boll weevil. A weevil? Evil.
Hornet.
Mm.
Oh,
Hornets are evil bees.
Wubby.
The female lead in On the Waterfront in North by Northwest.
The plane.
Vivian Lee? No. Female lead.
Female lead by
the North. Marlene Brando.
No.
That could have been a contender.
I don't know. Fuck Aaron, I don't know this one. Can you just give it to us? I don't.
Yeah, let's play Fuck Aaron Kill.
Gringotts Teller.
Ooh,
Goblin.
Pen. Mm-hmm. So what you have
Goblin, giant. These are all types of mythical creatures.
Yeah.
Giant, hornet,
and
hornet. Goblin, and...
Hornet.
Giant, hornet, goblet, and like a woman's name?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, it's something that they all have in common.
They're all mythical creatures.
Giant.
Well, a hornet's real. They're all...
Green
yeah,
giant.
Yeah, green.
Ooh, green hornet.
Green goblin, and her name is Gables.
Eva Green
E-B-A?
Is James Bond.
Eva Green?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Eva Green.
Eva.
Eva.
And that was your last little thing.
Even if she's in North Mine.
Claudia had written one more, but I guess we're never going to get to it. Thank you,
one more,
Claudia.
Aaron, one more.
Just do one more.
All right, ready? Yes. Cooper Carr.
Mini.
Hanging.
The end of filming.
Action. Cut.
That's
rap,
a
rap.
Rap.
A period of work.
Blood.
70s.
Sazerac? Sazerac.
A New Orleans cocktail.
For example.
What?
Cocktail.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Cocktail, era, mini.
These are all Tom Cruise. Words to describe Tom Cruise. Mini.
He's 5'7".
And cocktail.
He's 5'7".
So wait, it was mini, cocktail. What was the other one?
Era and...
Mini, rap.
Rap.
Shift and cocktail.
Mini rap, shift and cocktail. Mini
where,
rap.
Where my ladies at? Where my feminine people at?
It's a mini rap. Yo, my name is We Don't Have Time.
My name is Kid. We don't have time.
Kid rap.
You are human people who dress traditionally masculine, using YMCA, that with air quotes. Really. So you might not know the word.
Skirt.
Close.
These are
dress.
All
yes.
Mini dress.
Mini dress.
Types of dresses. Mini.
Cocktail
mini dress.
Dress
wrap yep. dress. Shift
Tom Cruise dress.
Dress.
Yep.
Shift dress.
I was right. Tom Cruise. Dress. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mission Impossible dress.
Mm-hmm. Bingo, bango, ha-ta-ta. Feel free to use my name, XOXO.
Thank you so fucking much.
Thank you so much. And also,
these are amazing.
These were incredible. Please send more of those. We are running out of riddles. I do want to just real quick to piggyback off what she just said at the end there. She, he, they?
They didn't specify their pronouns.
Let's be safe and just call him a dumb motherfucker.
Whatever that dumb motherfucker said at the end. Remind me, we should plug we're doing a Hey Riddle Riddle pop-up bar, speaking of cocktails, and we're going to serve a Bingo Bango Hot Toddy.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to think that's real.
What else are we serving?
They believe us.
Cum sandwich?
Cum sandwiches.
Trust us. Believe. I know what you're thinking.
Hummus, because women be hummus.
Yeah.
Honestly, I know what you're thinking about the cum sandwich, but please trust me. It's awful. It's cum.
It's awful.
I
cannot trust this enough. It's a dog's cum. It is.
If you want us to do a pop-up restaurant
and we have
or
a
bar,
cook that makes it.
Please tweet at us HRR or no, Hey Riddle Riddle Restaurant. A Hey Riddle Restaurant. That's what it is.
H Bar Bar.
The hashtag is Hey Riddle Restaurant, and then tell us what we should serve there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like cum sandwiches.
Yeah, tweet at us, hashtag Hey Riddle Restaurant, and tell us what we should serve at a pop-up. And speaking of pop-up, I would just like to pop up into my plugs real quick.
Oh, yeah, a boner. Nice.
I'm talking, so I've got one. pay attention to Daddy Addle.
Daddy Addle? You're pregnant?
Coming down the chimney tonight.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
I would like to plug my own personal Twitter. It's at JPSoFly. You can follow me. I tweet once every 7 or 8 days. And when I do, it's always about Trump, baby. We're going to get emails. you can follow me on Instagram at Shark Barkman. You can follow my dog on Instagram at Goody Girl. Please also
bless
Aaron. Subscribe to our Patreon. We have tons of fun stuff on there. We've got our D&D episodes. We might be doing more of those eventually. Who knows?
We already talked about it. We will.
What are
you
doing?
Why are you being so coy?
We've already
coy
said
story.
That. We haven't recorded it yet. We could all be dead.
Oh, fuck.
But go to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. We have all of our live shows are on the Patreon as well. It's just a lot of fun time. Give $5 a month. Plebes.
You fucking plebes.
Aaron, what are you plugging?
Follow me. Aaron Keefe 10, ErinKeif 10 on Instagram. I have a new web series that is out that will be on there. I have pictures of my face that'll be on there. Addle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you have?
Addle Revocal Fry?
Mm-hmm. Addle Revocal Fry.
I want to plug, you can follow me at AddleRefy on Twitter. You can please send us emails. We talked about sending us emails. You can do that at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Even if you don't have riddles.
Even if
you don't have bespoke riddles like these wonderful people today, just send us an email to just say hi or how you're enjoying the show.
Email.
It's so great.
Give us a wellness check.
Give us a wellness check. We get so many people who mention how much the show means to them, and that means a lot to us. It fuels us and keeps us going. So let us know. Mm-hmm. We'll go. Honestly, we'll keep going anyway, but it helps.
Honestly.
My day.
Yeah, it makes
our
day.
And rate us and review us on iTunes.
It
makes it easier for people to find our show, and it means a lot, and it's a tangible, great way to show your support.
And if we get 1,500 five-star reviews, my dad said he's going to start taking my calls again. So that's good news. Well, yeah.
My calls. Aaron, speaking of some other things we have in the hopper, you said that you were going to dress like Dennis Hopper for Halloween, and part of your costume is a suit that has suede on it, and in the suede is a pattern. The pattern is...
Jupiter, that was a long journey.
Sex with me is like Jupiter, out of this world.
Ooh, sex with me like is like Jupiter. It really ends an episode.
An episode?
Sex with me is like the end of this episode. Bye forever.
Aaron calls sex with her a session of having sex an episode.